After I received the Lord and experienced so much miraculous emotional healing and spiritual deliverance, I began to rise above those early crippling experiences. I wrote a book about all that called Out of Darkness, and in it, I told how all my personal attempts to get free of depression, anxiety, fear, loneliness, feelings of isolation, abandonment, rejection, always failed. And I came to the conclusion that there was no way out for me. So I planned my suicide, even though it wasn't that I wanted to die. I just didn't want to wake up with the pain anymore. And I believed at this point there was no other way to stop it. As I mentioned earlier, while I was still in the process of collecting enough sleeping pills to do the job right and carry out my plan, my friend Terry took me to see her pastor, and I received the Lord. And this began the restoration process. It was several years of healing and deliverance and learning to walk with God and live His way and studying His Word until it became life to me. As I grew in knowledge of the Lord, I heard God's call to my heart to speak about what He had done for me. And I was terrified. I knew how inadequate I was as a speaker. This wasn't going to be me playing a part or pretending to be someone else. This was me being me, exposed and open. When I first started speaking, it was to small groups. I read in the Bible, quote, "Who has despised the day of small things?" End of quote. Zechariah 4:10. I certainly didn't do that. I welcomed speaking in front of just a few people at first because I knew I was not ready for prime time. I just wanted to tell others about the miracles God had done in my life. But the crowds quickly grew bigger, and they were always overwhelming to me. However, each time I spoke, I saw God speaking through me. I was so nervous the first time I got up in front of a huge crowd of people to speak on this subject that I was shaking badly and wasn't even sure if my voice would work. I felt the way David did when he was being pursued by his enemy. He said, quote, "My heart is severely pained within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling have come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me." So I said, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest." End of quote. Psalm 55, 4-6. I think I may have actually prayed those exact words, but God answered my prayers for help, and I didn't die while speaking, or worse than that, humiliate myself. It was my voice, but it was His Spirit bringing it alive to people, as only He can do. The more I confronted the fear of speaking in front of people, the freer I became. God's truth set me free. His promise is, quote, "Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame." End of quote. Isaiah 54:4. It helped me most to think about how much God loved the people I was speaking to, and how much they needed to know what He could do in their lives. I focused on them and not me. If you have ever experienced the fear of speaking before people, or if you have that fear now, know God has freedom for you. You don't have to become a public speaker.